You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Woo, I feel so good. I feel so free. Yeah, I got my eyebrows waxed just about an hour ago. I mean, they're still a little itchy, but I love the fact that I have two eyebrows again. I can't stand walking around with a unibrow. I walk around with a uniboob always because I love my sports bras, but unibrows, not too sexy. So I finally got the two eyebrows separated. Looks good. I gotta look good. I was invited to speak at the, Nevada, Men's Republican luncheon on, Monday. Yeah, so pretty excited about that because, you know, Republican men, very sexy. You know, I got to tell you, am I the only person that thinks, you know, Rick Perry and, you know, Mitt Romney kind of arguing is sexy? Yeah, no? No, y'all don't think it's... I just dig the whole cowboy conservative thing. I just do. I think it's sexy. But that's just me. At least my eyebrows look good, so I'm going to rock it. All right. Lots to talk about today. Apparently, in New York, Medicaid... the Medicaid program of New York is seriously considering paying for transgender surgery and treatment. I don't know. I thought Medicaid was, you know, supposed to save lives. I'm not really sure about that. Also, there is a very, very small study that may link surgery and anesthesia with Alzheimer's. That's now I don't want to freak everybody out. You know, obviously we need surgery for a variety of things, but that's a very interesting study. Also, maybe certain painkillers have been found to maybe slow down the growth of cancer. So a lot of cool stuff to talk about. Very stimulating, very sassy. But it's the most sassy and stimulating are your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're also taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, which is my website. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter for up-to-date medical updates, drdahlia. Is my Twitter. This interesting email. I like it when in the emails there's so many punctuation marks, you know, like exclamation points and question marks, because I know it's going to be good. Doctor, I was hospitalized a week ago for a parasitic infection and went to my doctor the next day to reevaluate my dehydration. I don't have insurance, so I had to pay him and the hospital. Now my work wants a doctor's note saying I'm okay to go back, but my doctor won't give it to me unless I come in and see him. I paid him last week. What's the deal? You see, how do you like my dramatic inflection? You know, because his exclamation points, question marks. I paid him last week. What's the deal? You know what I should do? I should actually read these emails, you know, in a different accent. You know how I told you in the office, sometimes you do Jamaica Day? Hey, man, I was hospitalized a week ago, man. Yeah, see, I should do that, you know? Or we do the British accent. What in bloody hell? I paid him last week. My. Anyway, why can't he write a note saying I'm better? Okay. All right. Here's the thing with the doctor's notes, okay? And, you know, of course, as a doctor, here's my piece on it. Okay, so here's the thing. You had a parasitic infection. You went to the hospital. I understand that. Horrible. I'm sorry you went through that. You were dehydrated. Went to the doctor for the dehydration, okay? Now, work wants a note saying you could go back to work. Now, they want the note because they need to protect their butts. If you go back to work and you infect anybody, now I don't know what type of work you're in. I don't know if you're in a, in a food industry, healthcare industry. I don't know. So if they let you come back to work and you infect somebody, they're liable. So what they want to do is transfer the liability to your doctor. So if they have a note saying, but the doctor said she was cleared, they aren't as liable, and then the doctor's butt is on the line. Now, the doctor's point of view is probably, okay, you know, yes, I saw you. I saw you when you were sick, but I can't take your word for it because I'll be in trouble if you infect somebody. Anybody you infect, then come after me. So, yes, I want to evaluate you to see if you're better. But here's the problem. You know, if you don't have insurance to say you're better, I'm thinking maybe he needs to do an ova and parasite stool test to show that the parasite is out of your system. Because remember, you can pass parasites. They call it oral fecal. You know, if for some, you know, you can pass parasites a lot of ways. But if for some reason you don't wash your hands, you know, everybody's liable down the line. So I hear you. You know, you paid him last week for the evaluation when you're sick. But is he going to write a note and put his butt or license or his malpractice on the line without seeing you? Now, what I've done sometimes and how I've handled the situation, if my patients can't pay to come back or have an evaluation, is, I mean, but I wouldn't do it for a parasitic infection. Like, let's say somebody had shingles. Okay, you know, and they say they're better. You know, what I would say is patient claims, wounds are crusted over, patient says they're doing fine, patient wants to go back to work. And that's what I do for the note. I don't say patient is 100% non-contagious. You see what I mean? And sometimes work doesn't even read the note. You know, but again, that's only if I don't think you're going to infect somebody. And I'm convinced that, you know, I saw you starting to crust over when I saw you. But I don't know. I don't know if I've ever done it for shingles. I'm trying to think when I've actually done that, when I felt comfortable that you wouldn't infect somebody. If not, yes, we need to see you. Now, you know, keep in mind, I don't know how much you pay as a cash patient. There's, you know, a variety of, I know some people, they charge $50, some doctors charge $200. So I can understand, I mean, if you charge $200, can the doctor take a quick 5-minute look at you and say you're fine? But, you know, if the doctor's doing a pretty significant cash visit, yeah, you know, I mean, he's allowed to charge every time he sees you, you know, unless you start going to those doctors that you pay an upfront fee once a year, and then he sees you multiple times. But, you know, already insurance is trying to do that, where they pay the doctor one sum and all the follow-up visits get covered, and patients are saying, my doctor won't see me. You know, we talked about that a lot. But I got to tell you something with work notes really quickly. Work notes are interesting, and I had a friend of mine that wanted a doctor's note. He was going to Disneyland. I don't know if we're going to be coming up on break because I want to finish his story. All right, this is a great story. Okay, so he's going to Disneyland, and he doesn't want to stand in line. So he wanted me to write a note saying he was, you know, had some sort of an illness. So he didn't have to stand in line in Disneyland. And you're going to hear what I did. All right. Dang, we're coming up on break, but this is good. This is good. All right. When we come back at the Dr. Dolly Show, still call in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjord, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we got a great group break this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, daddy, you book your cabin. You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwashers safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Nostalgia. We're working on our bumper music. Yes, we are. Yes, there is some bumper music where I've actually sung some of the bumper music, and I've actually changed some of the lyrics to some of the songs. All right. I'm sure some of you have heard my telephone one I have on the it's on YouTube. What did you say? Basically, it's a cute one, but the singing's not too good. Okay, really, really quickly, talk about doctor's notes and why doctors don't like to write them. I got to tell you the story really quickly. So a friend of mine wants to go to Disneyland and get out of standing in line. And he says what you could do is you could go to the city hall. Okay? And if you give them a doctor's note saying why you can't stand in line, stand out in the heat, you get a certain pass. And that helps you get to the front line. Okay, so when I heard this, I was not happy. And he's a good friend of mine. But I'm like, really, you want a note? And he goes, yeah. And, you know, first I said no. And then like, you know what? You want a note? I'll give you a note. I'll give you a note. He's like, oh, thank you, Dolly. Thank you. Okay, so what I did is I typed one up on letterhead. And I basically explained that my patient, you know, the said subject, had incurred some pretty severe rectal trauma from a shampoo bottle. And unfortunately, he acquired a rectal abscess, of which I had to drain intraoperatively, which took multiple hours to do. He is still having severe drainage, and we had to pack him with at least 3 pounds of gauze. The packing in his rectum is causing him to have such difficulty with walking and standing that we are suggesting and pleading with the said amusement park to allow him to not have to stand in line. Now, I sealed this up in a letterhead envelope, and you know, my friend asked to read it, and I go, no, it has to look it has to look official. So I like keep it in the envelope, let it look official. Okay, well, he's driving with his family to Disneyland, and I guess I don't know. He lives in Vegas, so the Vegas to California, Vegas to LA route, take the I-15. I think he was past Zizix Road or on his way to Baker, and he was, you know, too impulsive. So he opened up the letter and he read it. He was furious. Just furious that I said he had all this rectal packing and rectal discharge, and he ended up not using the note. So let that all be a lesson to you. If you want your doctor to write a note, make sure he's in A, of sound mind, 2, he is in a good mood, and read it first, okay? I mean, if you're driving your doctor crazy, yelling at him, not wanting to pay to be evaluated, he could get pretty upset and go, this person is completely off their rocker. They won't stop bugging me unless I write a note. Here's your note. You know, again, you want to read these notes first. Nobody's going to get, you know, in front of me in line. Now, I know some of you are like, Dahlia, now you told everybody the secret. Now the secret's out. Everybody's going to go to City Hall with doctor says, please don't do that, guys. There's karma. You don't want to pretend. You don't want to pretend to have an illness because, you know, you could get an illness. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I am concerned about the cantaloupe scare, and I was wondering if that pertains to other melons as well. Thank you very much.
Okay. No, that's a great question. Okay. The right now, the Listeria and the cantaloupes, no other melons. But interestingly enough, today there was a recall of California lettuce over Listeria. So right now, I don't know of any other melons currently being recalled, but apparently California lettuce. Let me take a look. What farm is it here? Okay. True Leaf Farms of Salinas, California. Thank you. Good topic because I want to bring this up today. True Leaf Farms of Salinas, California is recalling 90 cartons. Not only 90 cartons, but still 90 cartons of chopped romaine lettuce because of potential contamination from Listeria monocytogenes, which is the Listeria. FDA said the romaine lettuce was shipped between September 12th and 13th to Church Brothers. How does it last that long? Boy, that's been a while. And, all right, so far nobody's been sick. Okay, but they say the affected recall has a September 29th use-by date. Okay, so that lettuce is probably already starting to be kind of old. All right, but yes, yeah, so, you know, it's interesting, you know, the farm and the city from which the cantaloupes came from, apparently they are hurting. Eric Jensen, they say co-owner of Jensen Farms in Holly, Colorado, is just watching his rotting crops. Apparently the city is really feeling it. Nobody got sick in Holly, Colorado, but this outbreak has caused people to not want to buy the crops in the area, and it's pretty frightening how this could happen. I mean, of course, you know, people died from this. Yes, it does need to be taken seriously. He still doesn't know how. We still don't know why the Listeria contamination happened to begin with. But so far it took the lives of 16 people. They say over 78 people have been affected by this. Just crazy. I don't know, wash everything off. I think cantaloupes are pretty, yummy. It's a shame. I just guess what blows my mind is, every other week there's some sort of recall. There's something going on. It looks like there's an E. coli or there's a salmonella or a listeria. And it seems to come in threes, like a waltz. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Salmonella, E. coli, listeria. Well, I can't, see it like a waltz. But it just doesn't seem like that. That's so frustrating. All right, now what else is frustrating? Medicaid in New York may be paying for sex change operations. Apparently, a state panel advising New York Governor Andrew Cuomo wants taxpayers to foot the bill for transgender residents to get sexual reassignment surgery. They apparently, this proposal was submitted by the state's health disparities work group to provide Medicaid coverage for transgender surgery / hormone replacement therapy and treatment. The panel submitted recommendations to Cuomo's Medicaid redesign team for possible inclusion in the governor's budget plan. A state health department spokesman confirmed that requiring Medicaid to cover gender assignment surgery is actually being considered. They say right now Medicaid doesn't cover the surgery, so this issue is under review. Okay, am I confused here? Isn't Medicaid supposed to cover children, sick individuals, families that can't get health care, that get bronchitis, that get pneumonia, that get heart disease? I don't want to discriminate against transgenders, but how is that life-saving? Yes, I understand there's psychological benefits to finally being able to live in a body that you want to live, but then pay for it yourself. Psychologically, I would love a boob job where my boobs face the same direction, are above my waist, and look like the way I was when I was 20, 5 years ago. I think psychologically that would help me, but I'm not going to ask the taxpayers to pay for my boobies, no. I'll have to pay for it myself. I don't understand this. Why would they even, aren't we in a crisis? Is New York just overflowing with money? Do they have so much of a surplus that they can now do this? This just doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand people's thinking. I don't know where this country's going. You can't please everybody, all right? And I don't know what state officials or who they're trying to please or what votes they're trying to get. And maybe there's a huge transgender population that's going to vote for them, but look, I'm for transgenders doing what they need to feel right about their bodies. I do, and I always have supported that. But, we are talking about here, what's going to happen is the system is going to crash so badly that we're really going to be in a rationing state where whoever is the, well, actually not whoever's the sickest, because whoever is the sickest is probably going to be turfed and said, sorry, no chance for recovery, like what's happening up in Canada. I don't understand. I'm surprised it's even on the ballot. They're going to have to say Medicaid cover, needs to cover certain illnesses and come up with those list of illnesses and leave it at that. I don't know. Well, I suppose that's exactly what is happening now, and they want to come in and change it. I don't know. It's ridiculous as far as I'm concerned. Just ridiculous. Okay. All right. Let's see. What do I want to talk about here? Oh, okay. Now, this is kind of interesting. Very, very small study is linking surgery and anesthesia with possible Alzheimer's. Now, this is interesting how they figured this out, okay? Now, I don't want us to worry because there could be other causes for this. But basically, when a doctor's trying to detect if somebody has Alzheimer's, they look for these proteins, tau protein, and I guess decrease amyloid beta. So high levels of tau protein, decrease amyloid beta, all right? And they could do these by spinal traps, et cetera, biomarkers. When we come back from break, I'm going to tell you how they think there could be a relationship between this and having surgery and getting Alzheimer's. When we come back, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjord, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group rate this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right. Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Of my wedding song, you know, and then he thought maybe we should do Baby Got Back. I'm like, really? Is my tissue that big? Really? And then he was like, well, why don't we do the song, Why Don't We Get Drunk? And well, I can't finish the song. But then, you know, his mother stepped in and said, nah, that's not happening. So we ended up, I think, doing Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata. So anyway, okay. So very interesting small study. Oh, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry. Yes, I am Dr. Dahlia Wax. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter at drdahlia, drdahlia. Okay, so we're talking about a very, very small study. Very small study. I mean, we're talking pre-puberty small. I mean, small study linking surgery with anesthesia. Now, biomarkers of people having Alzheimer's would be this decreased amyloid beta, which kind of confuses me because I thought you have increased amyloid in Alzheimer's, but I'm just going with this article from drugs.com, but I think I know what they're talking about. But then high levels of this tau protein. Now, this tau protein is what they found to significantly increase 6 hours after surgery, and the level continued to rise 48 hours after the operation. They say an injury biomarker and three inflammatory biomarkers also increased over time after surgery, thinking that maybe the cerebral spinal fluid biomarkers with Alzheimer's are related to something that happened with the surgery. Now, I guess one of the anesthetics they used, sevoflurane, was associated with a higher increase of these inflammatory biomarkers. Now, I do not want to venture to say that anesthesia causes Alzheimer's, because, I mean, people have had, people have Alzheimer's that, you know, haven't had surgery, and there's a lot of people having surgery that don't have Alzheimer's. But it's interesting that they found this link. You know, you almost wonder what do they do when they think about, you know, well, why don't we just tap their, you know, spinal fluid and see? I mean, luckily, thank God, people are working on this. They still haven't, you know, still haven't figured it out completely, but they're close. They're close. So what does that mean? What do we do? What do I take from that, Dr. Dahlia? Do I have surgery or not? If you need surgery, I still have surgery. I mean, you need a knee replacement, get the knee replacement. It's interesting. I mean, they're probably going to have to start working on making certain anesthetics that don't increase your tau protein. I don't know how they're going to design that one. You know what? I'm glad I'm not one of them. Honestly, it's so much easier to talk about the stuff. Not easy to fix it. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Doc Dahlia. This is Cheryl Coffey. And I'm calling in regards to the subject that you talked on the other night, which was Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter contracted Guillain-Barré syndrome when she was 20 months old in 1983. And the physicians told me that she was the youngest child in the United States to ever have that.
Yeah.
And at that same time, Andy Griffith and a gentleman close to our hometown also contracted it. They were only paralyzed from their waist down. My daughter was paralyzed from her head to her toes. Now, I understand it starts at your feet and works up.
Mm.
And it did basically with my daughter. And she went blind. She had cardiac arrest.
Oh, jeez.
And she had many ailments trying to recover from this horrible, horrible syndrome. And I'd like for you to touch on that subject, if you could, during your program, and explain to me, 20 months old could get something that devastating. And she ended up graduating with a 4.0.
Oh, good.
Her eyesight back, and it only left her with weakness in her ankles. So we were blessed to have saved her, because it almost took her under. And it's a very devastating syndrome.
Yes.
For all your listeners out there. Thank you. Goodbye.
No, thank you. Thank you. Okay, Guillain-Barré. We've talked about Guillain-Barré. We've talked about a lot on this show because people were concerned about the swine flu shot giving them Guillain-Barré. Guillain-Barré basically is where your immune system decides to attack the myelin sheath, kind of the protective coating of the nerves. And it's more of a acute syndrome. Remember we had a caller talking about, I don't know if it was CDIP, which is more of a chronic demyelinating process of the nerves. This is more of an acute one. And a very good friend of ours got Guillain-Barré syndrome after getting a flu shot, and he was hospitalized, needed steroids, and then was left with a little bit of a foot drop and some paralysis. So a lot of people get better. They do get better. Interesting, though, I mean, I'm trying to think back to my medical school days. I don't remember ever seen a very, very young patient at 20 months old getting Guillain-Barré, but I think I read somewhere that it might have been associated with botulism. Guillain-Barré you could get from infections, you could get from viruses, infections, just something triggers your body to start fighting itself. It's an immune type of reaction where it just starts to fight your nerves. And I swear I read somewhere that there may be a touch of a link with botulism. I mean, it's hard to go back to the 80s and figure out what could have happened. I mean, I do remember when I was a child, there were botulism scares. And I remember my mom going through all our canned goods and looking for anything that looked puffy. Because if you could have botulism in the can of food. So, I mean, I'm wondering, maybe it's that. I mean, I'm just pulling that one out of my retroperitoneum here. But, you know, basically people with Guillain-Barré, yeah, they could die. I mean, you know, you could get weak, you could have trouble breathing, your blood pressure. I mean, when you start to fight the nerves in your body and everything is powered by your nerves, there's nerves going to your heart, your lungs, everywhere. You know, and you start to paralyze from the inside out, it could be absolutely devastating. That's why also, you know, the eyes are involved. And, you know, we talked about different treatments. You know, a lot of times they do steroids. I believe they could also do IVIG, which blocks, it's like an intravenous immunoglobulin, which will block the antibodies trying to fight your system. They could also do something called plasmapheresis, where they try to exchange out the blood. I mean, they didn't, I don't think, did this back in the 80s, but they could do that now. And, you know, some people, they just do better. You know, they just eventually do better, but not quickly. It could take months. It could take almost a year to eventually get better. So, you know, scary stuff. But, from what I understand, viruses, very rarely immunization, sometimes even surgery, just something that triggers what, mono. Mono even. Again, mono's from a virus. Not to scare anybody, but if any of you start having any neurological issues, numbness, tingling, difficulty breathing, feeling pins and needles or prickling in your fingers or toes, heart rate acts funny, anything, eye movements, facial tics, I'm just trying to think, anything nerve-related, you know, and you just recently had either a viral issue or an injection or something, or a surgery, that could be a possible Guillain-Barré syndrome, and you need to go to the hospital. Don't mess around. And remind the doctor. Tell the doctor, you know, it could be Guillain-Barré. And they're going to say, well, you listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. Everybody that listens to the Dr. Dahlia show thinks they have Guillain-Barré. Just, you know, tell them, will you just think about it? Just think about it. So, no, interesting stuff. Interesting. You know, another interesting thing on one of the hours of my show yesterday, we talked about where they may think that there's a small link between Lyme disease and autism. Apparently, there was a there's a daughter, 19 years old, and her mother took her daughter in for some muscle aches, et cetera, and they did some testing, and they found out the daughter had Lyme disease. And they talked to the mom, and the mom said, "Come to think of it, I was bit by a couple ticks when I was, you know, pregnant with her, but nothing ever happened." So they tested the mom, and the mom had antibodies to Lyme disease. So they decided to treat the daughter with autism, you know, for Lyme disease, and the daughter's autism symptoms started to disappear. So now they think that some rare forms of autism could be linked to Lyme disease. Isn't it amazing? But Lyme disease in utero that was passed placentally from the mother. It's amazing how something could trigger such a cascade of events. All right, when we come back, painkillers that may fight cancer on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group break this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Reminiscent of when we were playing our records and, you know, it's skipping, or I would like, you know, be dancing to the records, then my butt would hit the record player, and then you'd hear zip, and then forever after you'd have a skip. My sister would be so mad that I would ruin her records, but that's just, you know, what I did. Okay, this is very, very interesting that came out in the news here. Okay, they say here, this comes from Mail Online, the Daily Mail from the UK. Very interesting study. They say painkillers and antiviral drugs may actually be used later to fight some of the most lethal forms of cancer. Apparently, many cancers are accelerated because of a virus, the cytomegalovirus, CMV. I'm sure some of you guys have heard about this. CMV is usually dormant. A lot of us have been exposed to it, but it's very prevalent in brain cancer, breast cancer, bowel, and prostate cancer. Okay, now that's kind of news to me. This is kind of interesting. And they say that if they treat this with antivirals or anti-inflammatories that certain painkillers have, you know, like the anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen, etc., they could quiesce and slow down tumor growth rates by at least 72%. That's crazy. They say researchers at Sweden's Karolinska Institute showed that CMV treatment in these tumors can reduce their growth. Now, you see, that is very, very interesting. People always ask, why do tumors grow? And why do some tumors grow quickly and some don't? Now, if there is some sort of viral etiology, an aspect that works in conjunction with the mitosis and the cell division, etc., that kind of makes a lot of sense, where then some tumors have that rapidity and that rapidness in growth, and some don't. And how viruses replicate is they basically cause the cell they infect to make more viruses, and then when that cell destroys and its cell wall opens up, all the viruses go out and get more. So it's a very, very exponential growth. Also, we know that tumor cells require a lot of oxygen and also require a lot of feeding, you know, glucose, sugar. So that's why people with cancer lose weight pretty quickly, because these cancer cells are very hypermetabolic. So it's interesting that there could be a viral etiology. Now, look, a lot of us have been exposed to CMV. I bet 90% of us, if we go and get a blood test done, our CMV, cytomegalovirus antibodies, will be positive. You know, cytomegalovirus is around. We get exposed to what we build up antibodies. So I don't want you to panic if your doctor ever told you you have CMV. But interesting to think that antiviral therapy or anti-inflammatory pills treating the CMV could slow down tumors. Interesting. Just blows my mind. All right. Speaking of tumors, doctors remove a football-sized tumor from a girl who's 12 years old. This was in her chest. It was a ganglioneuroblastoma. It's a very, very rare cancer in children that targets nerve cells. This was so large in this 12-year-old child. She's doing well, but she could hardly breathe because a 3-pound tumor was basically crushing her left lung against her heart, which is why, again, any of you having some difficulty breathing, remember I told you we had that patient who came in for her asthma medications to be renewed, saying her asthma's acting up because she was having trouble breathing, and she ended up actually having a tumor. A heart tumor. And she's fine. She's doing well. But that's why we always like to get a chest x-ray and we always like to get an EKG. The EKG probably looked a little funny because something was pressing up against it. And then, of course, you do the chest x-ray whenever you see an abnormal EKG. And then they probably found this mass. They said it was a football-sized tumor, but it wasn't a lymphoma. We usually see lymphomas, you know, in the chest wall cavity, but this was a ganglioneuroblastoma. Boy, it was rare. They say the tumor was so large that doctors had to remove two ribs and peel back her chest cavity to operate on it. Now, yes, specialists had to be involved, but apparently they did fine. She did fine, and wow, I just, blows your mind away. And I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, you know, my kid sometimes says he can't breathe. You know, here's the thing, and I've talked about this with our children too. Like especially, you know, kids with athletics and activities. You know, one of my boys had a very difficult workout when he was in karate or taekwondo, and he was holding his chest and, you know, chest wall, and he was having chest pain. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to have a cardiologist see you. You know, I mean, I remember running track in Arizona. It was really, really hot, very high temperatures, 115 degree heat. We had to run track. I had chest pain, you know, but you just walked it off. You'd raise your arms up. I mean, you just would. You know, now I tell everybody, look, you know, if you experience any sort of chest pain, it doesn't hurt to get an EKG. It doesn't hurt to let the heart doctor take a peek at you just to make sure you don't have cardiomyopathic hypertrophy and enlarged heart. Just make sure you have any, you know, you don't have any birth defects. Make sure you don't have anything kooky. Because I got to tell you, these things need to be caught quickly. I cannot believe it grew to the size of a football. I cannot believe it grew to that size. And I mean, a 12-year-old, that's got to take up the whole chest. So, but you know, it's funny because we ignore symptoms. Now, here's another, sometimes also a high heart rate. I had a patient, she had a lymphoma. And I thought something was kooky with her because her heart rate was really, really high. So I wanted to do an EKG, and she declined. She didn't want it done. And I'm like, can I do a chest x-ray? Because, you know, you're coughing. Just something doesn't, I just want to look at your heart. No, I don't want to do it. Well, she comes in a few months later, and I mean, her heart rate is like higher, like another 10, 15 points. And my physician assistant said, I'm going to do it. And she did it, and very glad she did because she found a lymphoma. Patient got treated for the lymphoma. I mean, it was huge. It was taking up most of her chest wall. Luckily, with chemotherapy and her treatment, it reduced in size. But, you know, crazy. She really didn't have that many symptoms except a cough. She had come in wanting a Z-Pak. It's like, I have a little bit of a cough. And I'm not telling you these stories to scare you. I mean, it's interesting, you know, for me to bring to you guys on radio what I get to see in the office. You know, most of you don't get to hang out with doctors. Most of you don't want to. Yeah, and listen to, you know, the rectal abscesses, the lance, et cetera. I like to go share this stuff with you because, you know, it just makes you think. You know, with medical students, when medical students rotate through my office, they get scared because, you know, I don't sit there and tell them, you know, just the easy stuff. You know, I tell them about the cases where we found some very, very kooky things. Like one of the kookiest cases I've ever seen was I had a lady. I've told you guys this story. Some of you are new listeners, so you know, you're going to hear it. Some of you old listeners, fine, just plug your ears if you've heard the story. But I was working in the ER, and a lady came in with a left-sided chest pain. And so we, you know, we ruled out heart attack. We looked for a collapsed lung. I mean, we looked at everything, and everything came back normal. I had given her some morphine to kind of calm down the pain because she was in a lot of pain, but I couldn't find anything wrong with her. And I do blood work. Blood work comes back perfect. You know, so the pain medicine started to wear off a little bit. So I go back and I examine her again. And, you know, she felt a little bit tender where her gallbladder was. But the gallbladder's on the right. So I go, look, I still need to figure this out. So I'm going to ultrasound your gallbladder. Well, she had a gallstone, but the gallstone was sitting in the gallbladder like it's supposed to. You know, I mean, as long as the gallstone doesn't get stuck, you know, no harm. But I'm like, I don't know, something's kooky. I want to admit you. So I call the internal medicine doctor to admit her. And, of course, he starts, you know, crabbing and complaining. Why am I admitting her? All your tests are fine. I go, just admit her. Well, what am I going to admit her for? The insurance needs a reason. We can't do it on gut. All right, well, my gut instinct thinks something's wrong. I don't know. Have a surgeon look at her gallbladder. Say it's gallbladder and chest pain. I don't know. Just keep her. So he grudgingly keeps her. Next day, I get a call from the surgeon saying her gallbladder was completely necrotic. It was just completely falling apart and dead, but it was giving off gas, and the gas moved over to the left side of the body, went under the diaphragm, and that caused the nerve pain in the upper chest. Now, you couldn't see the gas because it was so minuscule, but it was enough to cause her the pain. Now, the ultrasound didn't show a necrotic gallbladder, and the blood work was normal. So, you know, sometimes things just blow your mind. Now, again, I don't want any of you having left-sided chest pain to go, oh, Dr. Dahlia had a case where it was a gallbladder, so I don't have to worry. I'll just have my gallbladder taken out next Christmas. No, chest pain could still be heart. But, you know, esoteric stuff comes around, and that's what I got to teach y'all. All right, we are going to be back for another hour. Listen to us live on GCNlive.com and call in with your medical questions, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.